Welcome to this podcast for TXN 201B. I'm Mark van Dijk, one of your lecturers. In this podcast, I'll provide some feedback regarding your second assignment. The average mark was 49.6%, and the percentage number of students that passed was 48.4%. Work through the solution carefully and restudy those areas where you made mistakes. Remember that there will be no multiple choice questions in the exam. The information for the assignment was, however, presented in a case study format, precisely the type of question you will find in an exam. The grey blocks at the end of each section of the assignment tell you what the required would be in an exam type question. So I would highly recommend that you attempt the more comprehensive solution. And once you've attempted it, mark your answers. With regard to the actual multiple choice assignment, I can point out some of the questions where many students made mistakes. Questions 1 to 4 were correctly answered by the majority of students. In question 5, which related to the use of a company vehicle, you were asked to calculate the reduction in the value of the fringe benefit following the payment by Robert for the vehicle's license renewal. Many students selected the wrong option here. Remember that when an employee pays for a company's car license, insurance, or maintenance, the value of the fringe benefit must be reduced. That seems only fair. If you as the employee have to pay some of the vehicle's costs, the value of the fringe benefit should be reduced. But the amount that has been paid must be adjusted by the ratio of private kilometers traveled divided by total kilometers traveled. And that is why option 4 was correct. Question 6 also dealt with the use of the company car, and many students had problems with this question. Robert paid for the vehicle's fuel. Once again, the value of the fringe benefit must be reduced. But where the employee pays for fuel, you simply multiply the number of private kilometers traveled by the prescribed rate per kilometer in order to calculate the reduction. Where do you get the prescribed rate per kilometer? You find it in the same scale of values table that you use for a travel allowance. In other words, Appendix B at the back of your textbook. Questions 7 to 16 were reasonably well answered by most students, but only a quarter of students selected the correct option for question 17. The question dealt with the taxable portion of Robert's retirement fund lump sum. Remember that in determining the taxable portion of the lump sum, current pension fund contributions that were previously disallowed as tax deductions while the taxpayer was working can now be deducted in order to arrive at the taxable portion of the lump sum. You were told in the question that Robert had 7,100 Rand in contributions that were previously disallowed, so that amount had to be deducted. Remember also that contributions to the pension fund that are disallowed in the current year of assessment must also be deducted. The question told you to assume that Robert was allowed to deduct 42,000 Rand in pension fund contributions during the current year of assessment. His actual contributions amounted to 46,750. Therefore, 4,750 in contributions must have been disallowed in the current year of assessment, and this amount can also be deducted in order to arrive at the taxable portion of the lump sum. Questions 18 to 20 dealt with a non-resident. Of these three questions, question 19 was the one where students had the most problems. It dealt with the taxation of the non-resident's royalty income. If a non-resident receives royalties in respect of the use in South Africa of a book's copyright, then regardless of the source of the copyright, a 12% withholding tax will apply. The withholding tax is a final tax, and as a result, the royalty will be exempt for normal tax purposes. That is why, with regard to the royalties for publishing in South Africa, no amount is included in Alberto's taxable income. Why? Because the receipt has already been subjected to a final 12% withholding tax. Alberto also received royalties in respect of a book that he wrote in South Africa, but it was published in Portugal. The source is therefore South Africa, and the amount should be included in his South African gross income. But is it exempt? No. The reason being that the copyright was not used in South Africa. Therefore, withholding tax could not be applied. As a result, this receipt is not exempt and is included in his South African taxable income. If you have any queries regarding the assignment, please feel free to contact us via phone or email. Our contact details are in your study material. We wish you all the best for the rest of your studies.